We have a beautiful witness in the first reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who rather than serving the God of King Nebuchadnezzar, risk death, being burned alive in the fiery furnace. And yet in putting their trust in God, they are set free. They receive their life from God and offering back to Him obedience of faith, to believe in Him and to act in accordance with that belief. We get to the gospel text today, and this dialogue, the Gospel of John during this time of year, it's pretty intense. It's a lot of conversation back and forth between Jesus and the groups who do not understand fully who he is, and back and forth, and repetition of phrases over and over. We see Jesus whittling down to the point. He and the Father are one. And that he has come to reveal the Father so that we might have life through that truth, through that revelation. It's interesting for us, and there are many ways to wrap it up into a nice pithy little phrase or package. But basically it comes down to, do we actually believe what it is that we believe? Because we, every Sunday in the reciting of the creed, profess our belief and our faith in Jesus Christ, that he is true God, true man, God from God, light from light. And yet at times we dismiss him and treat him as a philosopher or a teacher or a great humanitarian, a person with good ideas on how we are supposed to relate with each other as neighbors, a good humanitarian. No matter how much the words that I just said coming out of my mouth sound like a compliment to Jesus, if we do not hold to the truth that Jesus is God, God incarnate, one with the Father, one with the Holy Spirit, if we do not profess this in our actions, then our reciting of the creed is for nothing. Jesus is God, my brothers and sisters. And I feel like I'm talking to the choir. I hope you're like sitting there going, of course, Father, of course, Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And when he speaks life and truth and light and wisdom. They're not mere words that can be dismissed. Mere words that are opinion or thought. But it is God revealing himself to us, revealing who we are in the process, revealing a proper way of living, of life. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that. Because we can fall into a rut in which we just simply hear Jesus' words, come familiar with them, but then Don't allow them to change us. Don't allow that truth to penetrate. Don't allow ourselves to be verified in that truth, be brought to truth, to be purified by that truth. It's an interesting play when we speak about purification, about God speaking like a raging fire, the Holy Spirit purifying us, just like in the first reading. The actions of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were for all to see. Their faith was brought before all because they were cast into the fire. They come forth from the fire a new creation, not because the fire did something, but because they acted in their faith in accordance with what it is that they believed. We scour the scriptures at times, trying to glean stuff from Jesus in order to affirm what we want to do in our life and how we want to live it. Using him, putting his words in nice little categories. Well, I found a scripture passage to back up this that what I'm doing or this what I'm doing. What we are called to do is not to use the Word of God, but to be transformed by the Word of God. So that is our invitation today. Jesus is God, and he speaks to us. Let us receive those words as what they truly are. The words of God being spoken to his creation. May we not possess these words, but may those words possess us and lead us to truth. Amen.